Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks, and welcome. I am very, 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 very sorry to all my fans out there. Something's going. I got my computer, my Mac up. It went in the trash, and I had to get it fixed. And I've had everything up. I have all the newest of everything. I have a brand new operating system, brand new everything. My computer is back from brand new. And it was saying, well, you need a new Safari. It will not work. You need this. And it was not allowing me to do anything that I've always done. I've gone to like four websites and that I subscribed to, and it said your information needs to be updated and all this stuff. So hopefully you can hear me now. So I really apologize. This has been one crazy, crazy day. So I love technology. And you think I'm having issues? Wait till they pass this net neutrality. Just wait. Okay, because I'm still having people say they cannot hear me. Uh-oh. I have no idea. I'm on the air. It's saying I'm recording, so I have no idea. I'm just going to go with it, and if it works, it does. If it doesn't, I have no idea because I am on. Everything is working. So, I love technology, and this isn't even Obamacare, but it's going to be that way, and it's going to get worse than this if you think you're going to have problems once the government takes over, but they have the vote today, and who's doing anything about it? I am, and I hope you are, and I don't think it's going to matter, you know, because they'll pass whatever they want to, no matter what. But it's just one of those things that it's great. It really is. I mean, it's going to be an Obamacare. They're just going to pass 360-some pages, 322 to be exact. They're not going to know what's in it. They're not going to have a clue. It's not about, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking is, what their rationale is about. You know, why would you want to pass a health care tax when some of the people in Congress are handing out, here you go, this exempts you from having to use it. How great is it if they're handing out exemptions so you don't have to use it? But they're just going to quick pass this net neutrality thing. And I'm going to go into just a little bit, because I talked, but I don't think I was on air, about stuff that, as we were working on this glitch, I'm going to talk about the GDTS2 issue. Pot legalization that's possibly going to happen, and what's going on with Manchester United, plus many more. And this, I don't know if it was on the air, but I'm going to do it again. Revelation chapter 3 says, "We serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut. He shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I have placed for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my word and not denied my name." That's my favorite Bible quote. I love it. This is the truth. You know, we all try to run our lives when actually you need to just let God handle it, because if I would have had it his way, I'd be dead. I'd have been in New York, whatever. But, you know, this net neutrality thing is very, 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 very serious. It's really serious. And something's got to happen. I mean, something's got to change. Because, I mean, if this passes and we just let them roll over and don't do anything, you know, I think we're turning into a totalitarianism state. Well, let's see how much we can get away with, you know. And let's see if they do anything. But anywho, you know, the glitch this afternoon was brought to you by Net Neutrality. The worst is yet to come, so I just gave you a taste of what's going to come with net neutrality. Actually, it's you buy a computer and you get it, and here's instructions to download all the new stuff because your computer is already like a year outdated. I'm buying this thing today. And, oh yeah, well, see, your operating disk gets in here as a 2.6, and you need a 5.9 to restart it up in case it doesn't work. Your startup disk? Yeah, okay. I don't know. I hate technology. Man, give me my rotary phone back. Hello? You know? I just... And then when you're on the phone with all these, like, tech support people trying to help you out and try to figure out why you're not connecting, like, well, I have this, I have that, I have this, everything's... It's, you know, why do... I'm a premium member. Why am I not having direct connect? Why is this not... You know, and who knows? And then you'll get three different people that will give you five different ways to try to deal with it, and you're like, well, which one's faster, and which one actually is going to work, and, you know, just, I can't wait. You know, what's it going to take for people to wake up and realize, you're screwed? You know, like I explain in my program a lot, what is it going to take for me to show a video of Obama saying something, and you go, wait a minute, he's saying that? Not, man, you actually believe that? Oh, you must watch Fox News. Oh, no, I don't believe that. I just hear Ted Cruz say something, so I assume it's true. You know, whether I believe it or not, whether I support it or not, I shouldn't say that. If he's saying it, I believe it. Whether I support it, that's a whole different ballgame. You know? Yeah, I've been thinking these last couple of days. I mean, because, like, where's this country headed? It's not the, I know, it's not the country I grew up in. Like, Mark Cuban's like, you know what? This net neutrality thing is bad, you know? But then you have, they don't talk about Obama tax anymore. Let me tell you, they'd be going ballistic over it if it was a Democrat that passed it, wouldn't they? Yeah, if a Democrat, wait a minute, a Democrat did pass it. Oh, I mean a Republican, if he passed it. Well, look at this. Look at this website. They went to Canada and got some company that's a failure, and they just, really? You know, they'd be going AWOL if it was a Republican that passed it, but since it's a Democrat, you know, it's great, it's wonderful. See, we had some people that loved the Obamacare website so much and got loved their plan that they went and they got coffee and donuts for everyone at the place. Am I supposed to go in there shooting with a gun because I hate it? I mean, come on. I don't know. It's just, you know, but I will tell you this. I have a good friend, Timothy Ells. He's from Toronto, Canada. He's very, very, very liberal. But when it comes to ISIS, we can agree. We don't want to have ISIS. We want to get them gone. But how do we do it? How do you? And I agree with him. And that's where we got to come together. Okay? Yeah, you're Baptist and I'm Presbyterian. How do we come together as believers in God? You know, how do we come together from the right and the left? Well, and we talk for like 30 minutes, sometimes arguing, sometimes just shooting the shit. Whoops. Anywho, there goes my SEC license. It don't matter. If I was supporting Obama, I could say whatever I wanted, and they wouldn't care. As long as I was praising his name and calling him Jesus Christ, I'd be keeping my license. But anywho, he was like, how do you kill an ideology? And I'm like, he goes, they teach six-year-old kids, like I've said, to slit throats. I mean, we can't, and one thing we cannot do is we can't give them weapons. Here you go, let's fight ISIS, because then they're just going to have more weapons, because ISIS is going to kill them and take their weapons. There really is no answer. I mean, I could honestly see in my lifetime a U.S., a Russian-U.S., or like a French-U.S., where we have like five channels. The U.S., you know, I could really see, you know, U.S. Channel 1, U.S. Channel 2, you know, 500 channels to choose from, and you're going to complain? I'm like, yoo-hoo! I mean, if you can't find something to watch on TV, I usually have like six things I want to watch at the same time. And I don't have, even if I could record all six and watch them on my own, I wouldn't have time to watch them. I'd probably just be on the couch and then fall asleep halfway through the first one. Yeah, it's that lovely syndrome where you're like half asleep watching TV, so you go up and lie on the bed, and as soon as you get to bed, you can't sleep and you're wide awake. Like you just done like a kilo of coke and can't sleep now. But 10 minutes ago I was downstairs and I was falling asleep and now I lie in bed and I can't, I don't get it, you know, 25 energy drinks wouldn't give me the energy I have when I'm lying in bed after I about fell asleep on the couch. I don't know, if a doctor can solve that one, you know, that's a miracle to me, figure out that one. Because I know so many people that are the same way. They can't stay awake watching TV, so they go to bed, and as soon as they go to bed, they can't fall asleep. But they can't keep their eyes open when they're in the couch. But at least we have 500 channels to watch, folks. You know, other countries don't have that. Because we have freedom and the ability to be innovative and create and come up with new ideas and except for movies, which are a different storyline, but the same thing. This is like Die Hard. The only thing different is it's in a boat, or it's on a bus, or it's something, you know, a bank, Subway, but it's basically the story of Die Hard, people trying to rob a thing for money, but at least you have many, many options and many freedoms. I have people like, yeah, well, look at how many, look, man, this country's better than other places. Yeah, but it is, but it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Our freedoms are slowly being chiseled away. And I guess, because someone asked me, like, well, how did you start this? How did you even get into this? And like, when people wanted to know about my myopathy, I just explained, because I was doing stuff on the paranormal originally, like my first two episodes were on like USOs, UFOs, stuff like that, and I stopped, I didn't do one for a long time, and then someone wanted to know, what's going on with you, because you have all these posts on Facebook, so I started doing stuff about my myopathy and how I was diagnosed, and just went from there, in case any new listeners are there, And remember, the first half an hour of this program is brought to you by net neutrality, where you're going to have worse problems than I did. So, yeah, it's messed up. Because now all my, I don't know, it just makes me sick when I think about it that, pretty soon the government's going to flush the internet down the tubes. And then what they'll say is, okay, well, if we think the Tea Party members are getting too coming together, they can shut down the Facebook page or whatever, like they do in Egypt, so that they can't commune. And I mean, we may have to go back to the old days, like, okay, we're gonna, we need to get on these Tea Party websites and get people's addresses and actually write them physically. Sometimes there is a way with, saying, hey, if technology is being taken, snail mail it, do it that way. Do underground stuff, because I guess there's a lot of people now that they're doing a lot of the telephone scams because it's not being watched as much because it's old school and they're getting away with it. Maybe we'll have to do that. I don't know, man. But I just really believe that no one is standing up. Very few people are standing up like I am. Most people watch Jon Stewart for news. I mean, you think about it like this. If you could pay per channel, like $10 a channel or whatever, and you were to take, like a bucket channel or whatever, MSNBC and CNN and some of those wouldn't even exist because they don't have enough people that watch it to pay. When you have like an, that's what, oh, you watch Fox News. I'm like, oh, you must be that like two, you must be one of the two people that watch CNN or whatever. God forbid there's another network that has a different viewpoint. Ooh. I mean, seriously. I don't know. I mean, this is kind of, if you haven't heard, if you haven't been on Planet Earth, yeah, we got denied Grateful Dead tickets. Well, they had a thing where they've had, like, some of the people talking, like the postmaster, and they can't believe in Stinton Beach how many, they were overwhelmed by, because, like, when they do tours and, you send in for, like, your tickets or whatever, it's cool. They get those every once in a while. I just need to see a painted envelope and stuff, but recently here, I couldn't believe they got that many envelopes and all this stuff. And they were overwhelmed and all this. I'm like, really? Ruh-roh, Raggy. Okay. 50th anniversary. Three shows at Soldier's Field. Almost to the day that the Dead played their final show 20 years ago. It's the last time that they claim all four original members are going to be on the stage together. They have millions and millions of fans in the U.S. alone. There were thousands that wanted to get tickets, but hey, I'm overseas, and by the time my money order would get there, that'd probably be 3 weeks later. And you're going to tell me that they didn't expect the rash of tickets they got? Kind of sounds like Glenn Beck. No one believes him, but then 2 years later, when what he said actually comes to fruition, then they're like, don't know really what to do. They were laughing at him for saying it. And, it's like, I posted on the thing on a couple of the links. I said, I expected there to be way more people going for tickets. And a lot of people are pissy just because we're finding a ton of them on, like, StubHub for, like, 14 grand for, like the general admission right in front of the stage. You know, it's not mad because we didn't get tickets. It's mad because, hey, that's not a deadhead. And if he is, he should be ashamed of himself. You know. But who knows? Okay. Wow. I'm just at Glitz today. Just even more emphasized my knowing of what's going to come if net neutrality passes. You could have everyone in this country against it and they'd still pass it. They don't care. What are you going to do? You're an American. Well, I'm about... But then, you know, I want to do nonviolent standing up and saying, hey, you know, hey. You've got to understand, Obama is a constitutionalist. He knows how to abuse the Constitution. I didn't say he knows how to use it in the right way. Like I try to explain to people. How do you think Obamacare is not unconstitutional? If it's a law, it's unconstitutional. If it's a tax, it's not. Know your facts. Obamacare is a tax. That's how they got it passed the Supreme Court. Because the Supreme Court asked them the first time, is this a law or a tax? Because they were basically stating, if it's a tax, we can't do anything about it. You can pass it. But if it's not, if it's a law, then it's unconstitutional. So that's, do your homework, folks. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Glenn Beck. Don't listen to Fox News. Don't listen to MSNBC. Do your homework. Decide where you stand in this world. Do you stand with God and guns and Jesus? Or do you stand with tyranny? Because if so, you might as well just ship your stuff up and take about 50,000 of you people that want the government to run everything and just go to North Korea and see how you like it, because that's what it's going to end up being. No country is going to survive with one party, and that's basically what we have here. There's no real... There's a couple people in the Republican Party that are really saying, hey, enough's enough. Excuse me. But other than that, there's not a lot... there's basically one party. You know? And... at least there is some justice in the world, you know. The Chris Kyle guy is convicted, you know, trying to say he's, I don't know, Looney Bins or Looney Tunes or whatever. It's like, no, you know, that's not, he knew what he did, and the evidence shows that. If the evidence showed he was Looney Bins, okay, then we need to do something to make sure that doesn't happen again. But when the evidence shows one thing, let the courts decide, not the media. That's all I got to say about that verdict. Just let the media decide it. No, let the courts decide. You know, we let the courts decide O.J. Simpson. If the glove does not fit, you must acquit. I mean, we didn't sit there and go, wait a minute, Johnny Cochran said all he has to have is one black juror and O.J. Simpson's off. I'm outraged. No. If that's how the court system works, that's how it works. If he can do that, then we trust our court system. They're not always going to do the right thing, but we trust that they will, 9 times out of 10, do the right thing. excuse me. But, wow. You know, I never thought I would see a day where it's like you're crucified by the media, no matter what the... I mean, you can be not guilty by the courts, but they want to hang you because of the media. It don't matter. You know, is there racism in this world? Yeah, there's racism all over. But it's not to the extent that they're pushing it out to be. You know, stand with Martin Luther King and his values. You know. Well, I don't know if you've heard this, and this is breaking news, folks. Breaking news. Jared Polls of Colorado. I think I'm losing my voice. Jared Polls of Colorado and Earl Blumenier of Oregon, two Democratic congressmen, senators type people that have put legislation in that if this passes, folks, federal prohibition is gone. Done. It's over. And that's what you're starting to see here, because I remember, and I'm gonna find this link and I'm gonna post it to the conversation page. Conversations from Kyle on Facebook is where I'm at if you want to check me out. But they basically, this guy's like, oh, as soon as you legalize, you're just going to have violence everywhere. People are just going to be killing everyone. Da, 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 you know, which is so heresy. Okay. How many people died at Woodstock? Can you please tell me how many people were killed and how many of them were smoking J's? They were probably all stoned. Oh, but, you know. I mean, as soon as you leave our spot, you know, it's just going to be like World War III. Everyone's just going to kill everybody. Really? And that's what this guy, and this guy's like, well, yeah, they fight now because they can't go to a police officer and say, hey, he stole my pot. Yeah, that guy took my meth. Can you, officer, he took my meth, that guy right there. You know? But I guess it's going to be a state-to-state thing. So, like Indiana can still say, hey, we don't support it. It's not going to be legal here or whatever. Just like alcohol, where there are still places that are dry counties and all that. So, who knows? But I'm not smoking a bong right now, so I'm not holding my breath. I mean, because there is legislation that a lady is trying to pass in Indiana about making it medically accessible, and that's what I care about, you know. We need to educate people that, hey, it's not, you know, you should be 21 to use it. It should be regulated, like alcohol. And it should be so that, you know, hey, this is, you know, you educate them, okay, this is what it is. This is what, you know, because all I see now is, because I can see now kids, Oh, yeah, trying to get, like, super ultra concentrates that can tranquilize an elephant and, you know. Because I have so many people, all you want to do is get high, and you just, like, well, then how am I going to function? How am I going to work if I'm all stand or whatever you want to call it, you know, whatever they call it now, you know. If I can't function, how am I going to work? How am I going to do and go and, you know, cook dinners? You know, I'm in a very high-stress job because the food I make, I'm a food stylist where I work, and I do all the altered diets when I'm there for the most part. And if I make an altered diet wrong, a puree wrong, someone's going to die. So I can't be do-do-do and be at work. You know, but then they'll probably have some, well, it may be legal, but then, you know, I don't know how, unless they get better testing, how, I mean, I could use it when I'm at home, and it would still show up if I went to take a piss test. So how would they know when I'm using it? And they say, well, you can't use it for work. I'm like, well, then I guess they're going to put me on disability because I need it for work. It's my medication. That's what they told me one time. I'm like, well, this one medication I was on when I got burned severely, they're like, well, let me see here. Yeah, you can't drive on this and that. And I'm like, I know people who are on stronger stuff that go to work and everything. So how can I, so like if I was on this for pain all the time from my myopathy, would I not be able to work? Would it be a disability? I'm not legally allowed to drive on this. And how would I function at work? How would I go to work? You know, but then there's all kinds of things. Well, yeah, what's just going to be, they're going to find a way to get Big Pharma involved so that they can make all the money. And this guy goes, well, how hard is it to grow your own? I don't know. I just want to be able to get it. I don't want to try to find out, because I guess that's what a lot of people are doing, is they're taking the really high, like 21% CBD strain and like a 5% THC, and they're grinding them together and then using that so that they get the pain relieving of the CBD and the THC, but the CBD helps counteract a lot of the effects that are normal. So it's a good thing, I think. Because what they're doing is they're seeing Colorado, and they're saying, look at how many millions they're bringing in every day. You know, we're spending what they're bringing in to fight a losing battle. Wait a minute, let's stop. But then a lot of police agencies, well, I'm going to lose all this, look at all this funding I get to fight the war on pot. For what? You have a child molester that gets 11 years for molesting little kids. You get someone that kills five people and gets 20 years. And then you get a guy that's selling like dime bags of pot and gets 55 years. Where's the justice? You know? Just wait 10 years from now. Here, Susie, I lost my little dog. Can you help me find it? Well, I'm glad Michael Jackson's gone. You know, there's the real irony. You know, you have a candy bar to hand the little kid. Michael Jackson had a whole theme park. Come in, kids. I have a roller coaster in the back. I have elephants in the backyard. You know, but seriously, folks, that's where it is. Why should I go to jail for 55 years for using something for medical purposes when a murderer would get less time than me? In average, I mean, some states, like Texas, not only would he be executed, they'd put him in the express lane. All right, folks, we're not going to keep you on death row for 50 years. You're just done. Screw death row. Just take him over and have him fight for us. Okay, he kills people for a living. Let him live out his fantasy, you know. Let him live it out. Let him go out there and just kill people, you know. And if he makes a home alive, he's free. At least, you know, how much post-traumatic stress can that guy get? He's already messed up in the head the way it is. He's already killed 23 people, two dogs and a beagle. You're going to tell me, oh, well, we want to get this guy with a wife and kids, and he's just a perfect middle-class person, and we're going to train him to be a killer. You know, we still test on animals, but we got prisons full of pedophiles. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, what do I know? I'm just a lonely old radio talk show host that's just kind of here. I just love my net neutrality. I just love my... I wonder if we'll go back to, like, dial-up internet, man. Wouldn't that be fun? I was expecting a phone call. Has anyone called? No, I've been on the internet all day. You've been on the... I was expecting... Oh, crap. Yeah, the internet uses the phone line. It's 1995. You can have the device that can allow you to take phone calls and use the internet. When that's run. That's what you're probably going to go back to. Rotary phone internet. Yeah, you're going to have to, like, plug your computer into a rotary phone. Something. I think it's going to halt productivity. It's going to halt your voice. Unless you are kissing, praising God for the net neutrality, you're going to be highly regulated. So unless you're that way, it's not going to happen, folks. No, it's not. But yeah. I always wondered if these claims are founded. Where they supposedly claim that there was ISIS telling any Muslim in America to like attack us and bomb us and all this stuff. And it's at least good to know that every once in a while you look in the papers or the news, and you'll find that they break up a cell, or like Like, these guys were, you know, plotting an attack. You know, I don't mind the government spying as long as they're doing it within certain channels. You know, hey, if he's really suspected of being a terrorist, let's check him out. Make sure he's not doing anything illegal. You know, not the other way around. I mean, you know, I mean, as long as they're going through proper channels, I'm sorry. Who cares, right? That's just me, though, yeah. So, you know, as long as they're doing it properly and saying, hey, we really believe these guys are dangerous, here's our proof. Can we get permission? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. You're not just doing whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, whatever. So, few news. Like, when are we going to take ISIS seriously in this country? Because we're looked at as like a joke in other countries. Like, okay, what's it going to take for these people? And it's like some of the things I tell people. It's like, this is other nations saying this. This isn't like Fox News telling us this. This is the BBC saying, where's the U.S.? Why aren't they there? Why aren't they stepping away? Okay. Obama, what are you doing? This is France. This is Germany. This is, you know, like Obama would say in his speech, Gorbachev, build that wall taller, higher, stronger, raise the Iron Curtain even more. Like these people, they show that, why should I have to work? See, I got all these kids. Government's going to pay for everything. I don't have to work. I don't have to do nothing. I can just sit on my... And that's what's going to... With this thing about... I honestly believe it's going to take a miracle to get Hillary Clinton from not winning. If she gets the nomination, she's guaranteed president. I believe that 100%. Because she's one of those people that people are going to vote for her who don't even care about politics, don't even follow it, don't know anything. You know, they just go to the polls and vote, and they're going to vote, you know. Who'd you vote for? I vote for Barack Obama. Well, what is it about his platform that you like? Well, what you talking about platform? What you mean platform? You know, they don't know anything. Oh, well, I think Barack Obama picking Sarah Palin is a great thing. I think it really is. I mean, she's just saying, you know, that's what's going to happen with Hillary Clinton. You're going to get people that are going to come out of the woodwork. They're going to vote for her. They don't know anything about anything. They're just going to vote because she's just like the, I don't know, like the Johnny Carson of, like, politics or whatever. She's just someone that's seen as this great person. And it's gonna be one of those, well, the exit polls had Arizona favoring 90% to legalize pot in all the studies and all the surveys they did. But when it came to voting, 20% said yes, 80% said no. How can only a 20% yes vote for legalizing marijuana happen in this state when all the polls leaving said they had 90% of the people or 80% plus wanting it? You know, that's, you know, I think it was California where they voted to make it legal recreationally, and like the exit polls having it like way. Where it was like, it's going to be legal, just like Colorado is now. And it turned out that all of a sudden, when it came to the vote, like, no one voted. It was, like, negative. I was like, wait a minute. How can you go from, like, 70% exit polls saying that people want it, that many people plus want it legal? And then when the vote comes in, it's like 45% voted yes, 60%, you know, whatever. 55 nay, whatever. It's just ridiculous. I don't get it. You know, how some of these, you know, Hillary Clinton may not be favored, but then she ended up winning. But then, you know, it's amazing how Republicans and Democrats, they'll say one thing and do something totally different. I was watching the show where they had all these clips. Who said this? And they read this thing. Oh, that's probably Sarah Palin. No, that was Hillary Clinton in 2000. What? Yeah, like in 2000, Hillary Clinton was saying that a relationship is between a man and a woman. 100% against gay marriage. And all of a sudden, she's like for illegals. She's for anyone that will vote for her, anyone that will get her a vote. You know, and we got to get past that, folks. We got to get past anyone there just for the vote. You know, you got to get past just, you know. I think they should have like a test that you take, and if you pass the test, you can vote. Because if not, then you don't know. I mean, I don't mind. I don't want to keep people from voting, but I hate people that vote that don't know anything about anything. They're just like, well, who are you voting for? I'm voting for Barack Obama. Because I like his running mate, John McCain. You know, are these people that still thought, I think they went up to like somewhere like in Kentucky and they found these people that still thought that George Bush was president like 2 years into Obama's presidency. You know, they didn't know. It's like dirt. It's like that one distinguished gentleman where Eddie Murphy is a crook that becomes a politician. And he uses his middle name, which is the same Jackson as this guy that used to be the senator. And no one knows. They just, oh, who do we vote for? Oh, yeah, Jackson. And yes, he voted Jackson. They didn't even think about it, and he got in on name recognition. You know? And it's... But don't worry, because, I mean, you need an ID for everything else, so why should you need one to vote, right? What a rant today. But it just frustrates me. And, like, we're going to have people running this country that vote on with no knowledge of anything. You know? Why does it matter, really? Yeah. Hillary Clinton and her own, why does it matter? I mean, why does it matter? You know, it's only our country. You know, she's for something. Politicians are only for something, except for maybe Ted Cruz when they want to vote. You know, I want to get back to the days of ask what your country can do for you. No, ask what you can do for your country. How can you give back? How can you work harder? Now it's all about, well, let me see what kind of government benefits I get. If I have enough kids, I won't have to work. Between welfare and food stamps and government programs, I'm not going to make $1,500 working. I don't know how people like that they interview can get away with that, because I know a lot of times you have limits where you have to report that, hey, you're looking for work or whatever. I don't know how they continue to keep going with that without having a job. I don't know. If someone can explain how some of those people intend to live forever after government and never work, then, you know, but it won't last too long, because once those kids grow up, and they won't be getting any of the benefits from those kids. You know, so eventually they'll hit a brick wall. I'm like, wait a minute. You don't have, so who knows? I don't know. Anywho, enough about the wonderful world of politics, because it is fun. Now we go on to the wonderful world of sports. And something I wanted to get into is Josh Hamilton of the Major League Baseball. I think he did the right thing going and saying, hey, I've relapsed. Yep, if it's gonna ruin his career, he did the right thing. When he basically went to the Angels baseball player that went to the major league offices and officials and said, hey, I've relapsed. That takes a lot of guts. I applaud him for what he did. Not many other people would say, hey, I'd be like, well, how do I do it? I got to find a way so I don't have this. You know, I can't. I got to make sure that, how do I pass this test? Because they're going to piss, you know. Where he's like, yeah, I relapsed. And You know, and that's a sign of H-E-L-P. Help, I need somebody. And hopefully he gets the help. I think it's just great. You know, I think it's great. It's just, if you didn't catch it, what a Daytona 500. What do you think about that? Wow, I thought Gordon was going to win. I'm like, yeah. And then Joey Logano did it. I thought it was going to be someone that was, my prediction was someone that was big, but not big. You know, like someone that was a name driver. Because I remember the one year I said, you're going to have someone you're never in a million years going to expect. And Don's like, who? I don't know. I can't tell you. I just know it's going to be someone you're not going to expect. Trevor Bayne, his first Daytona 500, he's going to win. And I'm like, and Don just looked at me like, who the heck is Trevor Bayne? I'm like, I told you. I didn't know who it was going to be, but it's going to be someone that it was a dark horse you'd never think of. And I never, it's not like a, well, I never thought Joey Logano could win. It's just one of those like, wow, knew he could do it, I just would have never expected it. You know, but if he did, but it's one of those, it's that race where anyone can win. And I was expecting the big one, not at the end, not like it had, not as big as it was. I mean, bigger than it was, but still. Not that I wanted it at all, I just expected it. I'm glad it wasn't as bad. So, it's been, I think it's going to be a good season. I think you're going to see some ups and downs with teams. I think you're going to see teams are going to start off great and then go in the toilet. Some that are going to start off in the toilet end up great. And, you know, so, because it's so unpredictable. I mean, there's 80 million things that can go wrong with the car. It's great. I think it's great. But, you know. Now, will we get, now, this, I mean, this is, as I move on to Manchester United, my team, will we get, is there still talk about how Cristiano Ronaldo is, they're looking at, if we want to, like, trading him, basically, to Manchester United, and he's said that he doesn't want to leave Real. And there's no intention of him ever leaving. So if he leaves, I think it's not on his terms. You know, Chelsea has 60 points. We have 47. But when we can't beat Swansea City, you know, we are so. But we, and I was talking to a guy at work who, his team, Chivas Mexico, they're like this team they lost to recently. They haven't, they've only lost to him like once in like 12 years. I mean, they were like, this is like the first time in the team's history, like 100-and-some-year history, that they've ever been this low. And that's when I was talking to him about Manchester United. So what do you think of the team? I said, there's no defined roles, you know. And I think that's, they got to figure out where they are and where they stand, you know. So on the 28th, we take on Sunderland at 10. And I mean, it's a game where we should win, but at the same time, I mean, we could lose. But it's been like that with almost every team. You know, on Monday, March 8th, on Monday, March 9th, it is, in the FA Cup, we take on Arsenal. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like any given Sunday almost, any given Saturday, anybody can beat anybody. And it's, Premier League, it's just like scary right now because you don't know. You know, there's times where Chelsea should blow a team out of the water and I think they lose or tie. And it's like, what the heck? You know, and I think the answer is getting some defined roles. You know, getting, okay, you know, like when the Miami Heat, when they first came and they got LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, and that they had to think, okay, where's my role going to be at this team compared to where I was, you know, and how do I work with others? How do I make it so that I pass him the ball and he gets the ball in his hands and dunks it without even looking at me or the ball so that they have no idea he's getting the ball? And by the time they realize I pass the ball, it's in his hands and he's dunking. Like, you know, how do we How do we get the players to come together and play together? You know, how do we get, you know, Juan Mata and Rooney and all them to play together, you know? Because you got great players. Robin Van Persie, incredible. You can have all the greatest players in the world, but if they can't play together and they can't get defined roles, you know, all the money in the world ain't going to bring you happiness, you know? Get the best players and put them together, and if they can't play together, you're done. You know, dig the hole and bury the team. You know, they gotta stay loose out there, and there's something that they gotta learn. They gotta, how do we, you know, they need to sit there and, okay, what we're gonna do, folks, is we're gonna have like a little dormitory, and you're gonna learn to sleep together. Okay, you're gonna learn to, okay, well, how do I do what I need to do? Then I'm in a bunk bed, and anything I do, I'm gonna have the people below me feel anything I do, turn, twist, or whatever. And, you know, okay, we're gonna attach you by handcuffs to your arm. You're gonna have to learn to eat together, go to the bathroom, get a shower together. You're gonna have to do everything together. You're gonna learn to work together, and that's what it's gonna take. Getting defined roles and learning to work together, and that's something that the coach can do somewhat, but it's up to the players to say, okay, how do we learn to work together? How do we learn to figure each other out? And how do I know when you're doing this or that? You know, it all comes back to like our government. How do we learn to work together? You know, got about 4 minutes left in this net neutrality special. I mean, it's just fitting that I had glitches with the internet and my computer and all the technology on this show on the same day that we're going to have net neutrality passed. I think that's God sending me a message that, hey, you need to do something. You know, don't shake your fist at heaven. Do something. That's what I'm doing. I got this show, and I've signed petitions, and I've done all I can do. I mean, whether it's going to make a difference or not, who knows? But then you wonder, are these people that are going to vote for this, are they going to be under the same internet we're under? So they're going to have to go through the same, they're going to have to use a rotary phone dial-up internet, and you're going to have like 1K modems. It's going to take you like 35 minutes to upload a 5-second clip. Welcome to McDonald's. Please wait loading. Please wait loading. Please wait loading. I only got like 3 seconds of the 5-second McDonald's clip that, and it's been downloading for 4 days now. Thank you, net neutrality. Oh, it's just wonderful. Just think like the Obamacare website times 50. Because not only, you know, probably times like 10,000, because not only is it going to be, I mean, if you had a problem getting on that, imagine trying to get on I wonder if you're gonna get on your computer and instead of like Safari or like Foxfire, you're gonna have like ObamaNet, you know? You know, what are you doing? I'm logging in to ObamaNet now, so that by the time I get home from work, you know, I'll be logged in. Mm-hmm. You're going to have one website that, you know, you're not going to be able to go to anywhere else. Have you gotten into the internet yet? This is like a South Park episode. When you get to California, will you let us know? How can we let you know? You don't have internet. Oh, you don't have a telephone, you can't call somebody and say, hello, you know, like the Telecommunications Act, like I said last week, that didn't forward progress, that hindered progress. So just think about internet, same thing, you know, a bit's a bit, no matter what it is, no matter whether it's a text, data, whatever. That's what they try to do in this government. They try to pass anything they can, and if they don't pass it, then they change the name. They'll spend billions of dollars to try to get someone to make it sound good so that they can pass it. Got about a minute and a half left. So, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I apologize for the net neutrality glitch. Just wonderful. But I do think, yeah, Blog Talk does have great, great, great support. And a lot of times I figure it out by the time they give me an option, I usually have it figured out, which I did. I just didn't have enough time because I had like a minute left until my show started. So with all this new technology, that's what I hate is when you buy something brand new and it's already outdated. That's what gets me. That's what's so hard with this world, and it's only going to get worse because as soon as AT&T comes up with something, you know, Verizon Wireless is going to come up with a plan, and by the time it's on TV, it's already outdated. Oh, that plan, yeah, the commercials are already out, just came out, but that's so outdated. You know, we don't do that anymore. Okay, I just saw the commercial today. It just premiered today for the first time, and it's not even being done because it's so outdated. But we're in this point-and-click internet world where everything we want right now. So, but I do have, hopefully, stuff getting better, and hopefully net neutrality does not pass. So, and the FCC does not run the internet. So I want to thank you all so much for this wonderful internet chat we had today on Kyle's Conversations. Thank you. God bless you, and have a great day. Goodbye.